Here is the midnight news, and this is Alvar Liddell reading it. Up to 10 o'clock, 175 German aircraft had been destroyed in today's raids over this country. Today was the most costly for the German Air Force for nearly a month. In daylight raids, between 350 and 400 enemy aircraft were launched in two attacks against London and southeast England. About half of them.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the midnight news for today, Sunday, the 11th of March, and this is Alvar Liddell reading it. 70 Germans escaped from a prisoner of war camp at Bridge End, Glamorgan, last night. So far, 23 have been recaptured. Hundreds of troops, police and civilians have been taking part in the search, and it is thought that
the East Prussian port of Pillau has fallen. From the west, Third Army's spearheads have got to within 16 miles of the Austrian frontier. Other American and French columns are driving towards the Bavarian redoubt and are threatening Munich. British troops are inside Bremen's city boundaries.
We are breaking programs to announce the signing of an agreement between Britain and the Soviet Union for joint action in the war against Germany. Here is the full text of the document.
The nature of the BBC's news is last minute. They keep everything back as long as possible. Quite rightly. So as to be as up to the minute as possible, you have a quick look through. And, in the war, very often you didn't see things. Now you mostly see things. Mm. Well, we're terribly well served, though. We have a whole pronunciation unit concerned with nothing else but that. Yeah. And they actually attend on us during the daytime bulletins. And in the evening, when they're not there, we've got the superb, unrivaled pronunciation index. I think there are something like 80,000 received pronunciations of names, people, and places. So more often than not, you can find it.